File 014, Monday night, Simon Ches, Seif Yud Dalet, I believe. No. Yes. Yud Dalet. More about Hefsik and what's called a Hefsik and what's not called a Hefsik. Seif Yud Dalet. In Pasha Taliso, person takes off his talis. So the Mechaber holds, Afilu Hayadaito Lachzor Lusateh Bo Miyad, Sarach Lavorech Sheyachzor V'Yusateh Bo. Why? The act of Pshita, as we go, the Mechaber holds that's a Hefsik. Taking off the talis is itself a Hefsik. Whether it's the act of atifa, the act of taking it off, or the act, or the fact that you're without the mitzvah now, what would he hold if you go out of your sukkah and you go right back in? I don't know. It's hard to say. But the Achronim and Kaponim explained the Mechaber is holding that the pshitus hatalis is called a hefsek. Agav yeshomrim. Right, so every time you take off your talus, the most common experience we have with this is when you take your talus off to go into the bathroom. So we don't make a bracha when we come out. According to the Mechaber, you would have to. You don't have to make a bracha. What in the world that has to do with anything, and why that would make a difference, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura. It's not the way it sounds. Okay. Why in the comments in Chafes if you'd base, but Tfilin probably. Okay. Mishnah Brura. Tzorech Levarech, the Mechaber holds. Afilu Nisharol of Talos Cotton, Afilu Takes Nisate, Bogoloshina, Makomo, Klal, Bentayim. Nothing. You had no other problems of Hefsik. The Hapshita Gufa Hefsik Hubazer. I only Elbusim and Zesiv Kotten La Manalif Mashikosav Nusham. That probably, even according to the Mechaber, and the Bir Halacha speaks this out, if at the time of the Bracha, see everything, like what's called a Hefsik, what's called the normal course of events, what did you have in mind for? It's all like a shtickle fluid. Everybody holds, for example, if at the time you made the bracha on the talis, you had in mind that you're going to be taking off the talis and putting it back on after a very short period of time, then you don't make a bracha. That's the first bir halacha. In b'shas ha-bracha ha-yadaytei she-yifshetena v'yachsa v'yul b'shenu, then l'chuli alma ein tzorch lachsa u'levorech. So why is that? Again, because if he had in mind to do that, then automatically, just by nature of that itself, it's not a hefsek. Once you, like, established yourself that that's what you'll be doing, you're taking off the talis, you'll be putting it on, we're not talking about objective hefsekim, really. We're talking about somewhat of subjective inyan, somewhat, and therefore, that's probably the svara. If you had in mind b'shas to bracha, so that like we said yesterday, why is talking during the meal never considered a hefsek? Like I'll be making another hamotzi. Because that's what people do. That's normal. That's a hefsek is something that splits up the carryover of the bracha.
If the norm is to take your talis off, you don't have to put it back on.
So the Mechaber holds no. The Mechaber holds it's, I don't know about the norm. You see, don't start jumping on that. Everything that's the norm is not a hefsek. If it's the norm to take a walk, you know, so that's it's still going to be considered a hefsek. It's not just the norm what people do, it's that it sort of blends in with the, like eating, you're eating a meal, you're talking, that's anyway, but so that's just, okay, so that's the Mechaber Shita, and that's the Mishnah, and that's the Bir Halacha. The Ramos HaShem of Archon HaFilu and Be'ez HaPshita Lo Nishar Olav Talos Kotten Chaim Poskul HaChronim. The Tam Hayesh Omrim Hu. Again, it's a the Chivin the base of Pshita when he took it off. Hayadaito take a loaf. So he had a mind to put it right back on. And this is like we were talking yesterday. Every time you take a shower, every time you take off your tzitzis and you go swimming maybe for a short period of time. How short is short? I don't know. yesterday I said a svara, maybe a half hour is called short. Maybe the attention span of a person, that's what's called short. So nowadays it's like two and a half minutes. Sesame Street generation. That would make sense, because you're really talking about things that are semi-hesachadases. Well, not always. Here you have a case of the Machaber where there's certainly no hesachadas. He had a mind, and it's a short period of time. But the act of pshita itself, a hefsik means, from, you know, we think sometimes, you know, you make a bracha, see, eating an apple and an orange. You make a bracha on the apple, you don't have to make a bracha on the orange. You do have to make a bracha on the orange, but you've made one already. You've made a bar priyo eitz, and that is chal, that goes on that on every fruit you'll be eating, and that's why a hefsik breaks it up. A hefsik says that it's nifsak, and of course you have to make a bracha. You always have to make a bracha. So, okay, so the Rama holds that if you had a mind to immediately, right, you're taking off the talis, but you have a mind to put it right back on, so that's not a hefsik. Nothing was mafsik to not let the bracha, you know, be effective for a different action. Like this remark. I guess that's based on the chayyotim we had yesterday, that you don't say shini mokum is a hefsik in these matters. Which is outside the building. That's when it would be a shini mokum. The chol kayotzim is there. Lavi a shini mokum is a hefsik. Kibin shechoser v'lobosh also talas atzmo. Vein adom alamad yiskim l'apoyskim l'sim l'chafei din poshat tefillin adayt al ikonis l'beis hakisei havi hefzik al yedei zen. You have to make a bracha when you come out. The shiny yosem d'chibin l'beis hakisei osur b'tefillin havi hefzik gomer. So that's a subjective idea, but it's a very logical one, that if it's also to walk in, so that automatically you have to stop wearing tefillin. That's a hefsik. You have to stop, and you can start again when you come out. But it's not one hemshech. Mashenke and betalos de bedina and osur rak de enonochon lasses came. It's not kavod. Al came lo havi hefsik al yudei zeh. No, kittel's like a talis. It's something that's made for tefillah, but it's like a talis, not like tefillin. It's not kavod. What? Yeah, I guess so. So it's hard to, if a person wears a hat, you know, that's miyuchad for tefillah, yeah. A gartel he shouldn't take into the bathroom. Anything that's miyuchad for tefillah is not covered to take into the bathroom. Okay, so this is already. Okay, v'da. The imbeis ha-pshita lohoya dati l'lubush miyad, v'akacha eiz ha-zman. He didn't think he would be wearing it only like an hour later. Well, I'll just arbitrarily say an hour. So then there was Hesach Hadas. Then it doesn't help you if you changed your mind and you put it on immediately, because there was Hesach Hadas. You had a mind you're not wearing the talis for an hour. That's very, that's not relevant. The take of Sheposhto Ozdullo HaMitzvah. I mean, that always is true. It means it was a hefsik. The mitzvah was nifsak, and now you're doing a new thing. It's not called one hemshech. That's always the deal in these things. If it's one hemshech or hefsik. Hefsik question means shuta kavashmo. It's mafsik, and now there's a new thing going on. So that's what it means. Oz the law mitzvah totally, and it's not a continuation of what happened before. It's not like, you know, like when you're eating, you made a bracha. Anything, all these things. Is it a continuation? The concept is almost always, is it a continuation? Then the bracha also continues. If it's not a continuation, but it's a renewal, a new, what happened till now stopped, and now you're doing something else, that something else needs a new bracha. So there's these different things that maybe yeah, maybe not. Mechaber, Ramah, taking off. All these things are, we're trying to determine what's called continuation and what's called a hefsek. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you had a mind not to put on the talus again for a long time, even if you ended up putting it on a very short time later, you have to make a new bracha. That would be the hefsek hadas. You will make siach das from wearing the tzitzis in this sitting, and vice versa. A long period of zman where we assume as a chadas, that's the chat, a long period of time. I saw today there's these books, you know, people bother the Chaim Pinevsky, like they pepper him with questions. They don't print the real answer, which is leave me alone. So they have all these books now. So I was looking at one, and it was Masudar by topics. I was looking up in tzitzis. So the guy was bothering him. He couldn't understand. It's a good question. I mean, I don't know the answer. Chaim didn't answer him either. He said, that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. That's the way it is. Like, what's the rationale in saying you put on your talus cotton, and then you're going to go to shul and put on a talus cotton, so you don't make a bracha on the talus cotton? So, I mean, you're doing a mitzvah for, let's say, 6 minutes without a bracha. Like, what's the rationale of that? Leave me alone. I don't know, it's a good question. Why don't we make the bracha on the talus cotton and part of the talus gadol? That would, you know, if you're putting on the, if all these things are true, and we always paskin lakula. We've been learning over the last 2 days, by the way, Rabosa, if you're keeping in mind, the chronim are makel, that things are not a hefsek. The Ramon, the Machaber keep paskining things are a hefsek, and the Mishnah brings down, the chronim say they're not a hefsek. So why don't we make a bracha on the talus cotton? Because we want to make the right bracha. Because the ikar is the talus gadol. You know where you have that concept? Ooh, you have it. Anybody learn Arabic psachim? Like there's some shitas that the main matzah is really the afikoman, and you're eating the matzah before. But the main kiyum hamitzvah's matzah is really later. Oh, no. But you're making the bracha before. I don't know. So that's what he said. It's a good question. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah we said. The Mishnah Berurah gives that rationale why even when it's a long time, you don't find people making a bracha on the talus cotton so often. But that's not correct. You should go to a store and buy a good talus cotton. You have to make sure it's the right size, and you have to make sure the hole is in the right place, and you have to make sure that tzitzis, you know, you should make sure you get a kosher pair of talus cotton. You're walking around a whole day. I mean, it's worse, obviously, if the tzitzis are puzzle than if the baguette's too small, right? If the baguette's too small, so you haven't done anything wrong. If the tzitzis are puzzle, you're walking around being mevatel mitzvah saseh. Okay. Then someone came up with this idea, the Eishomrim, if the talus cotton, that makes the difference. So the Mishnah Berurah says, first he says, Eishomrim hazeh, but let's see immediately the rationale. Eishomrim hazeh lo airi, because it really doesn't make any sense. Like, what difference should that make? He didn't have in mind any special amount of time when he would be redunning, re-putting on the talus. L'chein amrina, and I don't understand this for either, but the initial of talus cotton, adayin lo hisiach daitoim in ha-mitzvah. He's still involved in the mitzvah, so there's no hesach adas. Ubi imlav, the stomach hisiach daitoim. I don't know. We, you know,
like he never removed it.
It's a very rare scenario. I mean, it could happen, but it's usually people have in mind when they're going to put on the talus again. So then this becomes irrelevant. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the only scenario in which it's relevant is when you don't have in mind a specific time when you're going to be putting it back on. Maybe. I don't know. You take it off to play a ball game. Let's say a person would take off his... I'm not condoning it, but let's say a person would take off his talus cotton to play a game of basketball. So he doesn't know how long it'll take. So then maybe this din would apply. Yeah, it wouldn't apply, yeah. Okay. That's a whole meal. Yes. That's a long time, and you had a whole meal, and you talked about everything under the sun. What? But that's a very... See, I would say that's like 2 hours. I really think... I put this... I saw in one of these Achrayim Sfarim today. I was looking around. Nobody knows what the... there is no shear. So I saw one Achron wanted to suggest a few hours. That was his lashon. But I think, to me, it's very logical, a half hour. I mean, I have no raya. Because the half hour, I'm just taking it out of the fact that that's the shear between Shinas Kva and Shinas Aroi. It's a half hour. Yeah. And there also you may see Echdas. You know, if you tell me he took off the talus because he's hot and he's saying Tillim, and he says Tillim for 45 minutes, I would say probably not to make it. You know, then I'd be much more mesupik. That would be a serious shaila what he should do. Because there's no real Hesach Hadas. He's still involved in davening. He just took it off because he's hot. He's about to put it back on. But you tell me a guy takes it off and goes for a walk and takes a break, that's a real Hesach Hadas. Yeah. That's a private thing. Come ask me privately. Depends how good a ball player you are. But we progressed. When I was growing up, so the issue was, should you wear your yarmulke when you're playing ball? So, follow yourself has progressed. So you ask me if there's an inyan to wave the talus cotton if you want. I don't know. Why nitzitz? What is nitzitz? It absorbs the sweat, and you shouldn't put talus. You shouldn't put tzitzis on it. I know. Avlam hoya daita beferish lachzor lulov show miyad. Ain't tzorich lachzor. But certainly, if you had a mind to put it back on right away, you do not make a bracha, even if you don't have a talus cotton on you. You see someone with a clean talus cotton, you suspect something's funny.
That's how you can tell if a Shabbat guy
will have a right. B'chein lehepech lo ma'ani talus cotton. It doesn't help if it's for a long period of time. The impression goes up to chatzila. During davening, you take it off for whatever reason. I feel the stomach. Have a commotion. Impression goes all down slachzor. Bechein em kiplo v'inichel b'toch kiso. Once you put it away, have a commotion. Impression goes b'ferish all down slalasa. You know that can happen. It can be rich chaydish. You know, you forget yourself. You take off your tefillin. I've seen it. Right, you take off your tefillin, then and you whip off your talis, and you go, oh, we got to daven musaf. You have to make. What would I say there? He forgot himself, he took it off. No, he would have to make a new bracha. He took it off, al das, to keep it off. He forgot that it was Rosh Chodesh. He has to make a new bracha. For sure. Yeah.
How about walking, his talus cancels something, all of a sudden, without knowing, it's off?
You have to make a new bracha. We'll be learning about that tomorrow, and we'll be learning you have to make a new bracha. That's tomorrow's halacha. Because if it falls off, so then The only thing that saves you from a new bracha is having in mind. So again, the way I understand it is that by having in mind that you're going to take it off and put it back on, so you're creating like a scenario in which it coming off is not a hefsek. Again, I understand that the word hefsek means it's not a continuation. It stopped, and now there's a new thing happening. Right? You eat a bag of pretzels. So you don't have to keep making a new bracha because it's one hemshach. It's continuation. Anything that's mafsik, it means that what was going on till now stopped, and now you're doing a new thing. You're not continuing. So if you don't have in mind and your talus falls off, so finish, your talus is off. And now you're putting it on. And it's a new thing. By having in mind that you're taking it off and you're going to put it right back on, so you're, by that, you have the ability, so to speak, to create the scenario where what's happening is a continuation. It's all one thing going on. That's how I understand this whole union of the last few sifim and the coming sifim. Okay.